You're on 2SER Breakfast. It's about 7:15 on a Monday morning. Will joins us once again for the community armchair. Hey, Will, how are you going?
I'm going good this morning. How are you, Danny?
Good, thanks, mate. Did you have a nice weekend?
I had a very good weekend. World Series has just started. That's 1-1 right now. Toronto defended home field in Game 1, but the Dodgers came back from a complete game from Yoshinobu Yamamoto. This series might go 7.
Do you think, will it still be going this time next week when we meet again?
Who knows? Well, it's a tough one to predict because both teams have their strengths and weaknesses, but we'll just have to wait and see.
They've both got lovely uniforms. Women's cricket is the first thing we're going to discuss. The one-day World Cup is on at the moment for the women's cricket.
Yeah, in women's cricket at the ODI World Cup, Alana King delivering the greatest spell in World Cup history.
She took
7 wickets to lead Australia to a big win over South Africa and top spot on the table. 7 for 18, she bowled. And Australia as a whole were able to bowl South Africa out all out for 97 before chasing down the target with just 7 wickets in hand and 33 overs to spare. Yeah. Australia will finish the round robin stage of the ODI tournament undefeated and face host India in a semi-final in Mumbai on Thursday.
What a quick game. It would be conceivable to believe that someone might have spent that entire game just in the lineup for a hot dog. A-League Men's continues with match day 2 ending tonight with the MacArthur Bulls taking on Adelaide United. But Will, you've already got 3 games that you've had your eye on, starting with the Newcastle Jets defeating the Melbourne Victory a whopping 5-2.
This game was Alexander Batalato's world and we were just living in it. A hat trick with 2 of those goals for Newcastle being of the highest quality. He currently sits in first in the Golden Boot race with 4 goals on the season already. This game was an attacking frenzy, but too often were Melbourne just left exposed with 2 defenders low after missed duels. Just 33% of aerial duels were won by Victory, and it allowed the Jets more time and space to move the ball forward. Great performance by Newcastle after a disaster in the F3 Derby last match day. The Jets will host Sydney FC this Saturday while Victory continued their road trip to Perth to take on the Glory.
Speaking of Sydney FC, they opened their account for the season with a 2-0 victory over the Central Coast Mariners.
Boy, the Sky Blues did a little too much messing around, a little too much lollygagging in this game for my liking. Unlike last week, Sydney FC got plenty of quality chances, but they just couldn't put them away. I was like, just put it in. I got the odd feeling that the second half would see Central Coast start out on the front foot and eventually make Sydney FC rue their missed chances, but luckily that didn't happen as the Mariners kept giving away fouls, 10 of them in total for Central Coast. Finally, the breakthrough arrived from Victor Campuzano, who got his maiden A-League goal. Even then, the Mariners began to build a little momentum, starting to threaten towards the back end of the game with some quality chances, but they just couldn't find the back of the net. Enough time for Patrick Wood to slot the ceiling goal home.
Wellington Phoenix beat the Brisbane Roar 2-1, so Brisbane can't win everything.
Yeah, if you allow me a slight tangent, the NHL ice hockey community online they often have references to a fan-made tool called the quote deserve to win-o-meter. If the A-League had something similar, the meter would have swung Wellington's way every single simulation on this one. 13 shots, 5 on target, and 64% possession. It's a wonder that they were even down 1-0 to a Justin Vidich goal for a large majority of the second half. Thankfully for the Knicks, the pressure paid dividends. Kazuki Nagasawa slotted the equalizer in the 77th minute, and Carlo Armiento grabbed the 96th minute winner for his second goal in as many games.
Shout out to you, Carlo. And before we round this one out, NFL Week 8 is well underway this morning. What's your game to watch this week?
Yeah, this morning, it's the 4-1-1 Green Bay Packers taking on the 4-2 Pittsburgh Steelers. This game, to me, will either answer questions about one team or create more questions for both. The Packers, despite their incredibly loaded roster, have been relatively inconsistent on both offense and defense, while the Steelers have the most expensive defense in football, yet that unit for them leaves much to be desired, especially after surrendering 470 total yards of offense against the hated Cincinnati Bengals last week. A lot to to shake out at 11:20 this morning. Also in the NFL, the New York Jets got their first win of the season. They defeated the Cincinnati Bengals this morning. That should turn down the pilot light on head coach Aaron Glenn's hot seat a little.
How's your fantasy football league going?
I do not play fantasy football. I just don't have the time for it. I know a lot of folks, especially in my community, that do play fantasy football. It's just so many moving parts to it.
I thought you'd love something like that.
Yeah, I know. I just don't have time to pay attention to it.
Fair enough.
I play Fantasy Premier League. You kind of just set your team and forget it and then just change with injuries and points.
That could be the one for me, Lazy. I don't suppose you saw the Kings play the Jack Jumpers in the NBL yesterday afternoon.
Oh, Lord. That was, I don't know how the hell the Sydney Kings blew that league.
How they managed to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory yet again. Thank you so much, Will. We'll see you this time next week.
See you then.